You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the multi-million-dollar interstellar media broadcast communication studios of TalkZone.com, it's Lawyers Who Needs Them, featuring Randall Simonetti and Jim Hartman. Randall and Jim are ready to take your toll-free calls from anywhere in North America at 1-888-463-6748 and world listeners at 011-847-470-0937 from anywhere around the globe. And now, here's Jim and Randall.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, America. Thank you very much. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hart.
And welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We had a little bit of a hiatus last week. They played the best of.
Yes.
Which took them a long time to pull that together.
Yeah, we had a hiatus. Funny that we both had a hiatus.
That's right. We both had to be in different parts of the country.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
Which direction did you go?
But the hiatus was, was treated. You can treat a hiatus.
That's right.
They do it medically now.
They do.
Sometimes you give you surgery, different exercises.
Today,
now,
a hiatus can be treated with a pill.
Take a hiatus pill.
With a pill. Right. That's right. Anyway, and, I was visiting the capital of New York, New York City. And James was, actually, he got lost, but he remembered his training as a Boy Scout. He went to a payphone, he called the operator and asked them to trace the call and let him know where he was.
Right.
He was soon recovered right after that and brought home.
Right, and I went into the police station.
You did?
Oh, yeah, because the nearest one.
Yeah.
And I said, he said, can you identify yourself? So I took out a mirror. I said, it's definitely me.
I knew that was coming. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you think this show is serious, you are in the wrong
that
station.
That little story is about 642 years old.
Right.
And it was told in the Middle Ages.
And you were what, a
in
teenager
the
then?
In the middle.
Okay. My partner, Mr. Hartman, believe it or not, is one of Rochester's top trial attorneys and has argued before the United States Supreme Court.
And my partner, Randall Simonetti, is the president and CEO of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, serving over 12,000 people with this disease in 50 counties across upstate New York.
Now, each week, my partner James and I attempt to take the mystery and complexity out of our legal system
and inject some common sense and a sense of humor back in, if that's possible.
We try our best. You can reach us at any time by calling us toll-free if you have a question, and we take pretty much a broad range of questions, even if they are peripheral. How do you say it?
I have no idea what you're trying to say.
Peripherally related to the law.
I mean, if a peripheral type thing.
We'll take it.
Not directly related, but more or less peripheral.
Peripheral. That's what I meant.
Right.
Thank you. I had a little problem there with my arm for sure.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right.
Now, if you want to reach us with a question, I don't know why you would, but if you did, for some strange reason, you can reach us toll-free anywhere in North America by simply dialing 1-888-463-6748. That's 1-888-463-6748. And if you're a world listener, which means if you are living in Fujitsu, Japan, you can reach us
at Fujitsu is?
Yeah. Each week I try to come up with a different city. I don't know where it just comes to me.
Well,
if you're living there and you are awake, because I'm not sure what time it is there, you can dial 011-847-470-0937, and make sure your life insurance is paid up, because by the time you finish dialing that number, you might be overdue.
Have your children start.
That's right. Have someone near you when you start the dial to finish. It's a city, yes.
In Japan,
and it is where Godzilla was born.
Oh, yeah? No kidding.
He grew up in a little neighborhood north.
Well, I knew the whole Godzilla family.
Did you really?
Irving.
Oh, yes.
Sam, Angelo.
Yes. They were Jewish. Oh, Angelo.
Oh, Angelo, Kevin, Sean.
Oh, the whole.
Irving, Sean, Kevin, Angelo.
You sure it wasn't a halfway house or a foster home?
Salvador.
Well, let me give the number one more time before you invoke any more names. 011-847-470-0937. And that is toll-free from anywhere around the globe. Now, if you are shy, like my partner, you can simply click on the TalkZone little icon, and you can send us a quick email question. Our engineer, Rollicking Randy Meyer, will take it. He will interpret it for us and put it in a sixth-grade language and then send it over so we'll understand it, and then we'll try to answer it right on the air. And if you're really shy and you don't want to have anybody know that you even would think to call this show, you can go to the official lawyerswhoneedsthem.com website. Leave the message for us there, and we'll answer it on next week's show. That's lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. So, now that the program is half over, so without any further ado, let's kick off this
week's. I was wondering how much ado you were going to have today.
You know, you stopped me right in the middle of my intro.
You don't even have time for further ado. you use so much ado already.
I can't start the show without saying this, though. Since 1992, we've been starting the show this way. So without any further ado, let's kick off this week's edition of Lawyers Who Needs Them. And unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, it's a sad, sad day.
Yeah,
O.J. Simpson has gone to jail.
Yep.
He's gone to the big house. It's like Mudville when Mighty Casey struck out.
Only,
what is he in jail for, and how long will he be there?
It's interesting. For a long time.
Really? He's in trouble.
I watched the sentencing, this Judge Glass. I forgot her first name.
Oh, she's tough.
She's a tough woman.
Judge,
but she was very nice in the way she explained everything for about an hour and a half. Everybody was screaming. I was in the fitness center watching the thing trying to. And they're all screaming, sentence him already! Send him to jail! Get rid of him! And she's explaining you did a very bad thing.
She was setting up the event.
Well, I think she was trying to make it sort of that people would understand. This is not her doing. This is a
right.
Her name is Jackie, Judge Jackie Glass of Clark County in Nevada, which is
Nevada.
Of course Las
yeah.
Vegas.
That's right.
That's where he did the dirty work, and that's where he got caught.
Uh-huh.
At any rate, he was convicted of 12 counts of various things: kidnapping, robbery with a gun, deadly weapon. You know, a whole bunch of stuff. Conspiracy to do it. They always throw conspiracy in. But anyway, he got that. 12 charges, armed robbery, the whole thing. And she sentenced him on each count of the 12 counts. He and his partner there, a fellow by the name of Stewart, what was his name? I forgot. Anyway.
All right.
The thing is that she made it clear that this was not a payback for the fact that he was acquitted.
One has murder, nothing to do with the other.
No, it doesn't. And, of course, although she said a lot of people think he shouldn't have been, but most people do. But in any event, this was restricted to those counts. However, you know, in Nevada, for instance, shows you how states differ. If you detain a person in a room mm-hmm. like they did,
yes.
that's kidnapping.
Oh, okay.
In New York, that would not be kidnapping. It would be an unlawful arrest.
Okay.
Unlawful imprisonment,
right.
But unlawful imprisonment, you know.
And in Brooklyn, they're just having you over for dinner.
That's right. And they all have guns there. Why not?
Sit down and have something to eat.
That's right. Forget the knife and fork. Take out a gun. Make yourself at home. If you don't have one, we got plenty. So when they talk about flatware there, it's guns. You know, you're going to make me crazy.
I'm sorry.
You threw me right off the track.
Judge Glass, he committed the act in
Nevada.
She
sentenced him
right.
to several years. It looks to be, when you really shake out the sentence, because he got so many years for this, months for this, so many months for that. This one's concurrent. Count one would be concurrent with count four. Then count seven is consecutive with count three. So the whole thing
complex.
Has to be added up. It's complex, but it looks like a minimum about between 6 and 9 years and a maximum of about 30, although they say that could be more, about 15, but it could be 30. He would be eligible for parole after 6 or 7 years, but he ain't going to get it the first time, as we know.
Right.
And so he's going to be there a good long time.
Right. You know what's interesting is that she...
You know, he made a little statement, a rambling, teary...
Said he was sorry.
Type, said he was sorry.
Just trying to get his stuff back.
Well, that's right. But as Judge Glass explained, and I hope everybody listening will understand, if somebody has your property and you think you're entitled to it back, in this country, you don't steal it back. You go to the police, you bring a lawsuit, you bring an action for conversion, an action for replevin, whatever those actions are, and a lawyer will explain it to you, to get your property back. And if it's been criminally taken, you go to
the police.
Proper authorities.
Right.
You don't take a gun in your hand and
with
go
a bunch of guys
and re-rob the stuff that was robbed from you.
From you. Right.
So that's what happened here, and he got his just desserts.
Right.
Jell-O. He's going to be sentenced. For 15 years, he's got to eat Jello every day.
He's going to eat Jello. He's going to get Jello and probably pudding on top of it.
That's right. So that's, that's just desserts.
Now, let me tell you, let me make a comment on your statement.
What do you want to make?
When the sentence was given after that hour and a half, the top news analysts across the country, none of them could figure out what it actually added up to. They
And everybody said
they were
30 years. Another
beyond
guy
belief.
Said 15 years. One said 6 to 20.
Nobody
said 9 to
got
50.
It right.
They, none of them got it right. And frankly, it was difficult. You'd have to sit down and read and understand to measure which ones are consecutive with your other ones. Because at the table, you could see the lawyers writing
their brains
it down.
Out. Okay. Well, there you have it. O.J.,
well,
we're
so
sorry
long,
to see
OJ.
You go.
You know,
he was great for news.
He was a great running back for Buffalo Bills.
Right
and,
here in Buffalo, New York.
USC and wherever he ran. This time, you ran a little bit
he's
too
He's run
hard.
Out of yardage.
You've run out, my friend.
All right. Well, good luck, O.J. We hope you listen to the show at 4 o'clock Eastern time. Where is he going to jail? Is he going to Las Vegas?
I don't know where he's going.
We better call and let him know what time.
I think the prison is northwest. Or north of a little bit northeast of Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, so he would be
50 miles or so.
All right.
He's out there in the desert.
I'll
nice
calculate
climate
it,
out there.
And I'll send it
dry
out.
Dry as a bone.
Yeah. Well, listen, we have another. This is a strange case. Lori Drew, she was found guilty in this MySpace trial of cyber crimes.
Yeah, well.
Which had a really bad result.
Well.
But she didn't get such a bad sentence.
No, well, they can't, really. It's a complicated case, as you might recall.
Can you explain it to us?
I'm going to try.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, might be cool. Lori Drew was a woman with her daughter who disliked another young lady who was a teenager. And her name was Meyer, as I recall, Megan Meyer.
Okay.
And Megan Meyer, they used the cyberspace to tell Megan Meyer had some problems. She had she was a little depressed.
Insecure.
Depressed and insecure and had emotional distress. And she was 13 years old. And she had the feeling, like many kids, of, you know, being kind of lonely and out of things. And so they, for some reason, they didn't like her. I don't know what the dispute was about. But what they did, I think, was a terrible thing to do. They set her up and said this boy, very good-looking 16-year-old or something, was interested in her, and they got into a they set up a website and a whole business. Now, I got to confess to everybody that I'm not very good at computer stuff, but they set this up, and this fella, Josh, I guess it was it's an artificial name. The man, there was no such person.
Mm-hmm.
So this Josh, they would speak to each other through the Internet, and there came a time when finally to bring home their point, and by the way, she was suicidal, and they apparently knew that.
Well,
and they set this thing up so that after a while, Josh then said, "I don't want to have any more to do with you. I don't love you. The whole thing's over." She became so upset that she committed suicide in a fit of distress and despair. Now,
We know the story.
We know the story, but the fact is, you can't. This lady, Mrs. Drew, Lori Drew, was not charged with murder. She could not be.
Uh-huh.
And even she said, it's not like I pulled the trigger. Well, as far as I'm concerned, it was like
it was pretty close to it.
What she was convicted of, and it was only misdemeanors, was misusing the computers. In other words, it was computer fraud and abuse.
Okay.
There's a Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, which I think is a federal act, against this kind of computer crime, which goes on all the time, not only intended for this, but much of the stuff we're bothered with, that they're trying to steal your money, or your identity, or stuff like that.
Okay.
But she chose to use the computer, and she was convicted of 3 misdemeanor counts of computer fraud in the MySpace suicide of this girl. And the jury deadlocked on a 4th count of conspiracy, which would have been a felony, and reduced the charges, all of them, from felony to misdemeanors.
Really set a good example with her, then.
Well, no, but at any rate, they're going to sentence her, I suppose. They haven't done it yet. she decided to humiliate a child. I don't know why.
That's
anybody in their right mind. Well, of course, she's probably not in the right mind. The only way, as the prosecution said, the U.S. attorney said, the only way she could harm this pretty little girl was with a computer. She chose a computer to hurt a little girl, and for 4 weeks, she enjoyed it. So that this is a kind of, my opinion, a kind of a nut. However, it's not, you know, it's not insanity as a plea to... It's plain stupidity
and meanness
and cruelty.
Yeah, that's
why
that's
are people
right.
cruel?
That's exactly what it is.
We live in such a cruel world.
And understand the neighborhood
hurting
was
and killing was, and violence.
The neighborhood was very upset. They had to have police guards.
Well,
yeah, her life.
That's right.
And she rolled over her with a steamroller.
Right, and she was accused of.
I'm sorry, that was cruel.
It was. And she actually could have faced up to 20 years in prison.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been bad.
This time she probably will get. Well, the maximum she can get is about, I think, 3 years. She will also get a very healthy fine.
Do you think she'll do some time?
Could be $300,000 or so.
Well,
really
that would be
know.
Good. The fine would be
but
better.
But I think they ought to give her a good, solid fine and take care of her that way.
Well,
because
it's a sad,
you know,
sad
thing. Hit her in the pocketbook.
Right.
Because that's where she'll
be. And she won't be able to afford the computer anymore.
That's right.
All right, we got one more case here before we go to a break here. This is an interesting one here. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear the... Oh, wait a second. We got a call. It's O.J.
All right.
He wanted to tell us something.
Right. I'll be back.
That's what he said.
Not for a while, though, O.J. You ain't coming around tomorrow. And let me tell you
Can
something.
Can you imagine? He heard the show. He called right away.
Right away.
I'll be back. You can't keep O.J. down.
You know, a friend of his said, O.J., should I turn off the coffee now? He'll be away for a while.
Yep. But the best part was he used the Schwarzenegger's voice to disguise himself. He's shrewd.
Yes,
all right.
So.
U.S. Supreme Court will hear the case. We'll hear some arguments. Actually, the case that will review the case of the president's power to detain indefinitely.
Well, there's this business of... whether the president can order the indefinite military detention of people living in the United States.
Okay.
And this case concerns Ali Al-Mahdi, a person on the American mainland being held as an enemy combatant in the Navy brig in Charleston, South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
He's a citizen of Qatar. But he was legally in the United States when he was arrested in December 2001. But he has been held for 5 years.
And nobody knows why.
And well, he doesn't know why. They haven't accused him of a crime yet. I don't understand.
That is a little...
And as much as I'm not in favor of complete, you know, this business that every... You can't wiretap, you can't listen, because
right.
the safety of the country is at stake now. And I think that those very strict rules about getting warrants for this, that, and the other thing should be loosened up. But... You can't hold a guy for 5 years. Let him know what he did wrong and try him.
Right.
The United States Court of Appeals, from which the appeal was taken, ruled that the president had the legal authority to detain Mr. Mari.
Okay.
And even though, but a second court of 5-4 decided that even though the president has the power, in this case he shouldn't have, because the sworn statement from a defense intelligence official was inadequate. And so it's a confused situation.
Okay.
They held the president. The main question now before the Supreme Court is, does the president have the power to detain for an indefinite period of time?
Okay.
And we'll see what they say.
Now, when
about
do they,
that.
They start studying this, and when do they make their announcements on this? In June? Or will this come sooner?
Well, it probably won't be until about June. Most of the decisions come out, and it could come out sooner, but I would think it'll be probably in there at the end of the term of the court.
Okay. Well, that being said, we're going to end a little bit on a term of the Lawyers Who Need Them. We're going to take a short intermission. You're listening to Lawyers Who Need Them. We're live today, so we're happy to take your phone calls. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lawyers Who Need Them on TalkZone.com.